Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. World Food India 2025 begins in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy gets 5-year jail term for funding his election campaign with Libyan money. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stresses on the importance of ensuring human control of artificial intelligence for military use. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan set a 136-run target before Bangladesh in a Super Fours encounter in Dubai. World Food India 2025 began in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the event being held at Bharat Mandapam. Addressing the program, Prime Minister Modi said India has the triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. He said India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation.
आज दुनिया और खासकर फूड सेक्टर से जुड़ा इन्वेस्टर बहुत उम्मीद से देख रहा है क्योंकि भारत के पास डाइवर्सिटी डिमांड और स्केल की तिहरी शक्ति है। भारत में हर अनाज की हर फल और सब्जी की पैदावार होती है। इस डाइवर्सिटी की वजह से भारत दुनिया में सबसे खास है। भारत में विभिन्न तरह के खानों की जबरदस्त डिमांड होती है। ये डिमांड भारत को एक कॉम्पिटिटिव एज देती है और इन्वेस्टर के लिए भारत को एक प्रीफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन भी बनाती है।
The Prime Minister said India has continuously been contributing to global food security. The Prime Minister highlighted that food grain production in the nation has increased in the last 10 years. Mr. Modi stressed that today India is the world's third largest startup ecosystem.
आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है और इनमें से कई सारे स्टार्टअप्स फूड और एग्रीकल्चर सेक्टर्स में काम करते हैं। AI, e-commerce, drones और ऐप को भी इस सेक्टर से जोड़ा जा रहा है। हमारे ये स्टार्टअप्स सप्लाई चेन्स, रिटेल और प्रोसेसिंग के तरीके बदल रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister stated that India is the largest producer of milk, contributing 25% of the global milk supply, and is also the leading producer of millets. He added that India ranks second globally in rice and wheat production and has a substantial contribution in fruits, vegetables and fisheries. Talking to Akashvani News, Razia Sheikh, a stall owner from Chhattisgarh, said World Food India 2025 has given a great opportunity to her and other small business persons to showcase their local indigenous food, culture and hard work.
For small beneficiaries like us, the World Food India platform is an opportunity to showcase our products. This is my third event of the year, and like every year, I too got the chance to present our products. I would like to thank the Ministry of Food Processing Industries for giving us this opportunity to showcase our products and reach people.
The four-day event is showcasing India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability and the production of nutritious and organic food. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Patrushev at World Food India 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to strengthen India and Russia's win-win cooperation in agriculture, fertilizers and food processing. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that three container loads of relief materials reached Kabul, Afghanistan today via the Chabahar port and were handed over to Afghan authorities. The assistance is part of India's ongoing humanitarian support following the recent earthquake in the region. The consignment included food items, water purifiers, protein powder, tin sheets, sleeping bags, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generator sets, family tents, blankets, essential medicines and other medical supplies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has stressed the importance of ensuring human control of artificial intelligence, AI, over the use of force. He added that the Security Council and UN member states must ensure that military use of AI remains in full compliance with international law and the UN Charter. Human control and judgment must be preserved in every use of force. The Secretary General also warned that AI can be weaponized and how AI-enabled cyber attacks can disrupt or destroy critical infrastructure in minutes. Hence, a coherent global regulatory framework for AI must be in place, and in addition to that, governments, platforms, media and civil society must cooperate to detect and deter AI-generated deception. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted that the world will see self-reliance, technology, multipolarity and South-South cooperation reinforcing each other as it faces uncertainty. Speaking at the annual ORF panel discussion in New York, Dr. Jaishankar said there will be an emergence of a global workforce that will adjust to contemporary requirements. He also stated that new trade arrangements and understandings will emerge, driven by new concerns and compulsions. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to 5 years in jail after being found guilty of criminal conspiracy. The case was related to millions of euros of illicit funds from the late Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy was accused of using the funds from Gaddafi to finance his 2007 election campaign. In exchange, the prosecution alleged Sarkozy promised to help Gaddafi combat his reputation as a pariah with Western countries. A report.
The Paris Criminal Court acquitted Sarkozy of all other charges, including passive corruption and illegal campaign financing. Judge Nathalie Gavarino said Sarkozy had allowed close aides to contact Libyan officials with a view to obtaining financial support for his campaign. However, court ruled that there was not enough evidence to find Sarkozy was the beneficiary of the illegal campaign financing. Today's ruling means he will spend time in jail even if he launches an appeal. On the other hand, 70-year-old Sarkozy, who was president of France from 2007 to 12, claims the case is politically motivated. Abhirajita Nair, News Desk.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he would be ready to step down after the war with Russia is over. In an interview with the US private media today, Zelensky said if the war gets over, he will not go for elections. Leader of the interim government in Nepal, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, addressed the nation for the first time today. She said the government formed after the Gen Z protests is committed to ensuring good governance and prompt public service delivery. She emphasized that the main task of the government is to hold a free and fair election on March the 5th. In the Asia Cup Super 4 match, chasing a victory target of 136 runs set by Pakistan, Bangladesh were 13 for 1 in 3 overs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Batting first, Pakistan were restricted to 135 for 8 in 20 overs, with Bangladesh's Taskeen Ahmed picking up 3 crucial wickets. The result of this match will determine the second finalist for the Asia Cup, with India already having secured their spot in the final. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. World Food India 2025 begins in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy gets 5-year jail term for funding his election campaign with Libyan money. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stresses on the importance of ensuring human control of artificial intelligence for military use. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan set a 136-run target before Bangladesh in Super 4's encounter in Dubai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.